Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. I wanted to include a quick preface to this week's episode. I was listening to the episode after I finished it and realized that I kind of did ramble throughout this episode. It was a little unstructured. I do apologize in advance. And there were certain things that I said that I didn't get to really, or I just don't think I realized what I was saying at some moments, and I didn't have the opportunity to expound on them. I'll definitely do a part two sometime in the near future to discuss some of those things. I apologize for many digressions, many detours as well. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and I will talk to you soon. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I did want to take some time out at the beginning to extend my gratitude to everybody who takes the time to listen to me when I do upload an episode. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate your support. I've been trying to come up with an episode for a few weeks now, to be honest with you all. My mind has gone from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And I had someone reach out to me asking me some questions about spiritual awakening and some of the experiences that they've been having. And it really just brought me to this episode where I wanted to talk about what it means to have a spiritual awakening. You can look this up online. There are so many teachers, and I don't know that everybody's definition is going to be the same. But I'm just going to tell you what I've learned, and I'm going to tell you what the archangels have kind of shared with me over the years. And it's probably not going to be anything like you think, to be honest with you, because there's no single answer, right? But also, I think, and this is a harsh judgment, but I'm just trying to keep it real with you guys, I feel like, you know, in this metaphysical community, in the spiritual community, there's been a lot of fluff, and there's also been a lot of distraction. This is something I've been actually speaking with the archangels about quite a bit lately, and they've talked to me about it as well, about this whole idea of distraction. So first, let's just go back to this idea of awakening. What does it mean to be like spiritually awake? Personally, what I think it means is to question. Many people have beliefs that they are indoctrinated into as they grow up. And they are the beliefs of your family, they are the beliefs of the church, the beliefs of the community, the beliefs of your school, and it creates you. It creates your mind. It creates your go-to answers to things. It shapes your perception. It shapes your worldview, right? And that's how we live. It's how we respond to things. It's what we really believe, you know, our reason for being is. Many things can happen in life that bring us to a point of questioning. It can be an accident that we have, a physical ailment, a loss in the family, financial loss, even supernatural experiences. Many things will get you to the point where you start to question your own worldview. You question what you've been taught. You question what you've been forced to learn, right? And as we're all aware, at least here in America, you know, each school has its own agenda in terms of what it teaches you. But so do many churches as well, right? Either way, you're brought to this point where you start interrogating the world, how it functions, what it's for, who you are, what your purpose is, and why you're here. I think, and I can't make a grand assumption, but I think many people have these moments in life. They're brought to these moments. Not everybody looks at them as valuable moments or spiritual moments or a gateway for understanding. Many people will maybe experience these darker moments and then just move on in life and just take it as it's a part of life, which it is in a way, but others will start to question even more. And that brings them to other questions, to the point where they start doing a lot of soul searching, right? I think, you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably one of those people who's been doing a lot of soul searching, trying to get some sort of understanding as to, again, why am I here? What's the purpose of this place? What's, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? How can I be of service, right? And, you know, the purpose of this awakening is to help you remember. Point blank. It is to help you literally wake up. As all of you are aware, as I've spoken many times about the fact that before you get here, you have this amnesia. You work with your team on the other side, you have your blueprint, but you know that when you get here, you're going to have this amnesia. So the truth, whatever that truth is, God's truth, if you will, is not available. Or it is, but it's not present. Let's just say that. You don't remember that. Because as a child, again, you are brought up in the world that tells you, you know, societal rules, how to be, how to love, how to dress, how to work, etc. It tells you everything to mold you as an appropriate human being from wherever you're from. But when you start to question these things, when you have these existential questions, then these systems that are in place, you start to have an understanding that, huh, things are not all what they seem, and most things are created with an agenda, right? Super, super important to recognize this. This is what should ideally be happening throughout your awakening, that, huh, well, why was I forced to believe this? And why did I think this person was correct? And why does this church have monopoly on God? And why do they think that they're the only chosen ones? And why this? And why that? And why this? It takes you down this rabbit hole, right? Until you get to that point where you finally know that you do not know. That's super important as a part of the awakening, to know that you don't really know. Because once you go from being this human being who thinks they know everything, well, if you think you know everything, then you are unteachable. That's why it's so important to acknowledge that you don't know everything. That brings you to what? An empty mind, or, you know, what do they call it? Beginner's mind, where you empty yourself out to be made full again. You create a space for God, Goddess, whatever you want to call it, spirit, to begin to teach you so that you may learn. So that these questions can be answered, so that you can be shown. But none of this can happen without the awakening, which is some sort of internal questioning and remembering. Super, super important. Again, what brings you there, it varies. Everybody's blueprint, everybody's curriculum is different. But the end goal is the same, believe it or not. Now, what does it mean to be an awakened person, an awakened being? If you go online, if you are a part of any type of metaphysical, spiritual community, chances are you've met many people who, you know, are self-professed awakened people, what have you. No judgment. However, what's very important in terms of your own personal awakening is having discernment, is trusting your own inner voice to guide you to the right people, guide you to the right teachings, guide you in the best way possible, because it knows what you're supposed to be doing here, how you're supposed to be of service and help other people, and what's best for you to learn. And it also knows how you learn best as well. Lately, I've been having these conversations with the archangels because I've had a lot of questions, and, you know, as a human on this earth, it can be hard to live here. And a lot of us see and experience injustices. And of course, it brings you to a lot of questioning about the role that even this planet plays in the bigger scheme of things, etc. So what does it really, you know, mean to be
an awakened being? Well, some people will tell you that, oh, you know, my kundalini has risen. Or yes, I can meet your spirit guides. Or yes, I can help you open your third eye. Or yes, I can help you connect to the angels, etc., etc., etc. There's so much, I don't even know where to begin. And I've had, and I continue to have these types of conversations with the archangels because integrity is very important to me, but also because I understand how the ego can get very distracted in anything, right? Especially when it comes to religion and spirituality. It is within our nature, at least I personally believe, to gravitate towards something that makes us feel good about ourselves, something that props us up, right? I'm generalizing here and I shouldn't, but there are a number of people who like to put themselves on a pedestal or do feel this air of superiority, even, of course, in spirituality and religion, of course. Right? But does that, you know, just because they have learned something, one thing, doesn't make them superior? Does it mean that they have access to something that you don't have access to? Does it make them more spiritual? The answer is, of course not. No. And I've had, you know, I'm kind of rambling here, so I apologize, but I'm going to get to the point. I've had these conversations, especially recently, you know, with the archangels, because as I said, I'm in this world too, and I have a lot of questions and I see a lot of injustices. I've experienced them as well, and it makes me very angry. And I question internally and I question externally, like, what is the purpose of all of this? I don't understand. And it brings me to, again, this question about, well, what does it mean to be awakened, right? What does it mean to be an awakened person, a spirit, if you will, and live here? As I said earlier, I've been talking to the archangels about it, and they've kind of talked to me a little bit about distraction. So I hope I'm not going off on a tangent here, but this is very important. Number one, they've kind of asked me, you know, what do you think it means to be awakened? And we ended up having this discussion about very tough discussions about distraction. So are you awakened because you can read tarot? Are you an awakened person because you can read, you know, oracle cards? Are you awakened because you can hear your guide? Are you awakened because you're clairvoyant? Are you awakened because you can do Reiki and healing? Does that qualify? I mean, and to be perfectly honest, when I started having these discussions with them, my answer is no, not at all. That's not what I think, actually. I think that it may be a part of the process. It is part of the understanding that we are divine beings, that we have access to more things, that we are intuitive beings. Yes. However, to be on this earth and to be awakened, there's something deeper here. At least that's kind of what I believe. One thing that the archangels wanted me to focus on as I was having this discussion with them is that phrase that you are in the world, but you're not of the world. What does that mean exactly, right? Because that phrase is crucial to understanding whether or not you really are awakened. And I'm putting quotes around this because I'm no one to tell you if you are or if you're not. Other people can, but I refuse. But these are some of the questions and conversations that I've had with them. Because, again, yes, I'm a human being in this world during this lifetime, having this experience. And as a human being, and as I am participating in society, I have experiences, good and bad, just and unjust experiences. And I witness many other people having just and unjust experiences. I am a part of a world where there are multiple systems of oppression. I am part of a world where there is hardcore discrimination. I am a part of a world where many people are starving to death. I am a part of a world where there is massive poverty and environmental destruction. Like, I am a part of this world. However, my true nature is not of this world. Many people, in this community will tell you not to get involved in anything, what they deem to be political. Which is, I'm going to be quite frank with you, I think it's total bullshit. It's a cop-out and it's excuse. And it reeks of ego, like egotism. When I've had these conversations with the archangels, and they tell me, you know, you can't save the world. Of course we can't. We're one human being. But the reason they have me reflect on this phrase that you are in the world, but not of the world, means that you are here to play a part. You're not better than anybody else. We're all equal. We come and bring our own tools. We come and bring our own inner wisdom that we've that has accrued over many lifetimes so that we can participate and help with some sort of grand evolution. If you're sitting here wondering, well, what is that grand evolution? I don't know. I don't know. They don't give me all the answers, but there's one thing that they told me. I'm writing this down because I don't want to forget. I'm kind of speaking to you guys off the cuff today. Just some stuff that's been on my mind. And I just think it's really important just because I, you know, I have these conversations with them and I think it's helpful for you to hear, but also because, you know, I listen to other podcasts and I read a lot and I find some things sometimes a little bit questionable, but it doesn't mean that I'm the authority figure and that I have all the answers, but I'm here just like you, questioning and learning as well. So anyway, let's not digress too much. So this whole idea of being in the world, but not of the world, means that yes, you are here to contribute. You are here to serve. However, to be awakened and of service is different. As all of you know, this world is hard. Many of us wake up in the morning. Most people do a job they do not like to survive. I understand that. There is no judgment coming from me. That is how the world has functioned for centuries. We do what we have to do to survive. And most of us, when we speak, how we respond, how we act, comes from how we've been indoctrinated. Point blank. Again, this goes back to your worldview as you have been taught as a child. But to live as, again, an awakened being, which I think I would like to change the word and say someone who is more aware, to be again in the world, but to know that you are not of the world, because that's where your remembrance comes in of your true self, then you can help make this shift, this evolutionary shift on this planet by embodying that knowledge. That's super, super important. And that's what it means to be, really. At least this is what I have told the archangels. This is my understanding. It means to not take yourself out of the equation here because you're so enlightened that you can't participate. You know, God forbid I can't protest. God forbid I can't donate. God forbid I can't help someone or extend a kind word. God forbid. That's delusional. And also, that's part of your ego. Right? This air of superiority, this enlightenment, what have you. What it means to be awakened, to have this awakening and to continue to be here is, again, to embody this information, this knowledge that has been given to you as a blessing, really, from above, so that you can help others as well, but so that you can be of service for this change. Again, if you're asking me, well, what is this grand cosmic change that's happening here on the earth, I don't know, but what I know that the archangels tell me is that there is this massive awakening happening, and we are shifting towards, quote unquote, some sort of new earth, but it cannot be done if it cannot be done through you. So important, again, to be an awakened being, right? Is that you are the hands, you are the body, you are the mind, you are the mouth. It is through you, your actions, that things can change. And again, we all have our own specific curriculum. Some people will be helping out with counseling. Some people will be helping to make a change when it comes to racial discrimination. Some people will be helping to make a change when it comes to poverty, clean water, so many different facets of life. We all have our part to play because we all make up the whole collectively. And we also have deficiencies. So once you quote unquote awaken, it doesn't mean all of a sudden that, you know, you don't have like that you don't have weaknesses. You do. But we all have certain weaknesses, and we also have certain strengths, but together, again, it makes the whole. We can help each other and we can learn from one another.
Okay, so let's continue on talking again about kind of living as this spiritually awakened person. And I apologize if this conversation is a little erratic. I'm kind of speaking to you from my heart today. And, you know, I've had some very, at least I think, they're deep discussions with, you know, my archangels lately as I've asked a lot of questions. And a lot of what I'm sharing with you has really come out of those discussions. And sometimes, to be very forthcoming with you, I do have debates with them about things because, as I said, you know, I'm a human being here in the world, and I am a woman of color in the world, and I've seen a lot of injustice and experienced it firsthand, and there are so many injustices plaguing everybody on this planet and to different degrees, and it's very frustrating sometimes to be here. And one of the things that Archangel Uriel said to me very, I guess maybe I can use the word forcefully, but very thoughtfully, you know, he said to me, the laws of God are just. And he wanted me to reflect on that. And also he told me, and the timing of, you know, God's timing is just as well. And these are very important things to reflect on because as we all are here on the planet, it's hard. There are a lot of struggles and sometimes things don't happen the way we want them to happen or when we think they should be happening, how they should be happening. And many of us have these very unjust experiences where if you know, have had your spiritual awakening, you're sitting there wondering, well, why the hell is this still happening to me? Why, you know, where is God in this? Why am I not seeing the justice of this? It's very hard. And even myself, I think about this, not just in my personal life, but, you know, on the planet as a whole, because it's hard to watch things happen to people. And I wonder, I'm like, well, where is God in all of this? And, you know, for some of you who are listening, maybe you're thinking, you know, these are stupid questions, and maybe they are, but they're questions that I personally have, and I think others have it too. You know, as we live and occupy a very hard place called Earth. So as I said, you know, Archangel Uriel wanted me to reflect on the fact that God's laws are just, and that brings us to another question of what it is to be a spiritually awakened person. Well, it is to have an understanding of those laws. I get the impression here that some people probably do not like me using the word God because of the horrible historical baggage and negative connotation associated with that word. I understand. I only use it because we all kind of know it means the higher being. That's what I'm alluding to here. Anyway, going back to the laws of God. As I said, Uriel said very, very loudly to me because he knew I was pretty frustrated that the laws of God are just, all of them. So what are the laws of God? This is a very good question to ask, right? And if I had to tell you what I personally believe and what I go to, the same piece of literature that I go to all the time, it never changes for me. And the reason it never changes is because I know that the laws of God are immutable. Point blank, they never change. The entire universe subscribes to these laws. They never change. The one piece of literature that I go to all the time is the Kybalion. Not a long read. Very simply put, these seven hermetic principles, I believe, to me, are these laws. And if I truly am on this path, if you will, of being, you know, awakened or having this awareness, then I would not question these laws and I would have this full faith and trust, right? Isn't that also what it means to kind of be this spiritually aware, spiritually awakened person? But
at the same time, like I've told you all, you know, we're all human here. We shouldn't feel guilty when we do have these moments of doubt. Anyway, I don't want to digress. The laws of God are just. And when he said that to me, it's like, I know, I hear you. I feel like I'm in counseling or therapy. I hear you. But it's hard to be here when you don't get to see the justice. And of course, in my mind, the first thing that I'm going to from a child is, you know, reading like, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, in the Bible. And although that sounds dark, it's kind of the same message that everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. And there is harmony and balance in the universe. It really does exist. It may not, you know, the justice may not occur when you think it's supposed to or how it's supposed to, but knowing that the laws of God are just and they are immutable, you know that you know that you know that everything will be balanced at some point in time according to the timing of the all, not you. Learning these laws, trusting these laws, and having faith is also a part of, I believe, the awakening process. I think many people have kind of this fantasy of what it means. You know, again, you read online, oh, your third eye is open, you're fully awakened. Or yes, you know, your kundalini has risen and all of a sudden you're this enlightened being. You know, you see all of that, but it is mere, dare I say, it's mere distraction in a way. Or to me, it feels very disingenuous sometimes. And I'm probably making a really bad judgment there, but I'm just telling you what I really think today. When I spoke to the archangels, because again, we have these conversations from time to time, especially a lot lately, again, they're like, well, what does it mean, you know, to be fully aware? What does it mean to be fully awakened? You know, are you a fully awakened being because you can read tarot? Are you a fully awakened being because you can do Reiki? Are you fully aware because you know how to use crystals or this and that? And to be perfectly honest, again, my answer is no, I don't think so. Not at all. So what does it really mean? And is this even an important question to ask, you know? That's something else. And I think it's very easy to get caught up in these titles and, you know, these new skills sometimes, forgetting that you do have a bigger purpose, that you're meant for bigger things, and that we shouldn't, at least in my personal opinion, try to cut ourselves off from the rest of the world as if, you know, I'm saying we, not you, but I'm just saying this mysterious we, as if we are privy to something that other people aren't. And as if we're more special, as if we're smarter, as if we're more intelligent, as if we are more loved by God, if you will, if we are more seen. That's probably the better way for me to put it, because I don't believe any of that at all. I have these questions and these conversations with them all the time, because if you were to ask me this question today, I would tell you, well, truthfully, remembering who you are in truth, really remembering who you are, that's a part of the awakening process, but living it, embodying it, is more so. After you've, you know, understood that you don't really know anything, right? We subscribe to the teachings of this world, but truthfully, there's a lot more here. And once you can admit to God, the all, the goddess, whatever you want to call it, that you really don't know, and you become available for learning, that's when a seed can take place or can take root within you to teach you. And you'll have experiences that some of them hard in life, there could be loss associated with it or whatever, but also you can have very, you know, monotonous, mundane experiences that we have in everyday life to really teach you. I think people have this idea really in their mind that, oh, all of a sudden, you know, I'm this very enlightened guru being and everything is sparkly and diamond and crystalline light and fifth dimension this and blah, 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 blah. No, it's quite mundane. Meaning, just like you, I have to get up in the morning. I have to go to work all day. I deal with people at work that drive me crazy and that really make me mad and frustrate me. You know, you get on the road, there's road rage. You have to go to the grocery store. You have to still live your life every single day, but to live it now in a different way, meaning those things might not change necessarily, but it is your perception, your new worldview, embodying these teachings that you are going to be given, or that you are essentially learning throughout this process, embodying that and applying it every single day to every single situation. That is what it is. It doesn't feel magical. It doesn't look special. But how else do we learn? We usually learn through repetition. It is the same thing. How can I become more aware? How can I really live my truth? Well, it is to apply those laws to everything and everyone, regardless. Regardless of how they're acting. Regardless of what they're saying. It doesn't matter. It is to extend kindness. It is to consistently, consistently forgive. It is to elevate your thoughts consistently. Align them with God, if you will. And it is to have more faith. Doesn't sound very exciting, but it's so important to know. Because again, you know, sometimes I interact personally with people who expect to have like, oh, these angels come out of nowhere and it's, you know, they're going to be given these new secrets and access to the universe and all of that. And hey, you might get to see the angels and you might see your guide and, you know, you might have these, you know, these encounters. But you still have to get up in the morning and still participate in the world. You still have to contribute and do your part. And it can be hard. However, if you are really trying to quote unquote grow, then you will apply these learnings once you've made yourself available to learn. You apply them to every situation and every person. And that teaches you about yourself as well. Doesn't sound very exciting, but that's what I have, you know, these are the conversations that I've had, and this is essentially what I personally believe, and I have shared this with, you know, the angels, archangels, my guides, or whoever wants to hear my voice. I tell them, I said, this is what I truly believe at the end of the day. It is the kindness that you give to other people. It is the forgiveness of, you know, of other people and of yourself. It is trusting that the all is really looking out for you. And it's difficult. It's difficult when you live in a place where it appears as if it is more dark than light. And it's a very complex system down here that we try to maneuver through every day. Now, I don't want you to get it twisted here. I don't want to imply that tarot readers aren't doing their work or Reiki healers aren't doing their job or whatever. You know, everybody has their part to play. And we all learn through what we do. So yes, I think it all contributes. However, we have to remember that applying these laws, applying the knowledge that you've been given, that's how you grow. That's how you become more aware. That's how you end up extending your consciousness. Making yourself available and not assuming that you know everything is super key. Because then what can God teach you? There's nothing. You think you know more than God. You think you know how the show runs. You think you have all the answers, and you really don't. Now, with all of this said, I think I need to discuss with you also this whole idea of your spiritual team, because it is kind of crucial here. It may have sounded like I just dismissed them all. I didn't, and I don't at all, trust me. When you start to, again, awaken. Yes, your team is going to be, I'm not going to say they're more available. They might be a little bit more in your face. They might make it known that they're really there to help and guide you and support you. But again, their job isn't to tell you how to live your life. Their job isn't to tell you, you know, yes, do this, no, you know, don't do that, or you better do this, or you better do that. They are there to guide you, to support you. They are there to help you to get to the point where you trust your own inner voice. That is how they help you. To that point where you trust that inner insight and go to that and live accordingly. When I have conversations with my team, you know, they always, you know, present questions back to me that get me thinking, that have me searching in my soul for understanding, instead of trying to, you know, rely on them to just give me the answer. It's like, no, what do you think? And why do you think that? Very, very important relationship to build, right? But I feel like it's important for me to mention, you know, don't discount your team. You know, they're your team for a reason. But the onus is on you. It's your responsibility as to how to live down here. It's your responsibility to have faith that you're being supported and taken care of and all of that great stuff, but also is to embody your principles. That's how you kind of, you know, flex your spiritual muscles. And that's why sometimes when you start to awaken, you're put in really crappy situations, right? Time and time again, you may suffer loss. You may lose your job. You may, your partner may leave you. You may suffer financial loss. You may get kicked out, or something might happen. Something very big could happen right as you start to awaken, because it's at that moment where you're going to be forced to grow, but also you're going to be forced to flex your spiritual muscles. What do you really believe? Do you really believe that? And if so, show me. Or are you, oh ye little faith? Very, very tough here, right? It's very tough, at least personally, for me. For others, not so much. And that's the other thing too. Don't compare your personalized curriculum against anybody else's. It's not going to help you. Some people, they can be all love and light, and it's all, you know, great divinity, and it all seems great, and that's whatever. And then others, it can feel like chaos and instability, and it can be very, very hard. It doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It's just that you are at a point of growth. It just doesn't look like what you think it's supposed to look like, right? And it's the same thing as I mentioned earlier, like living going through mundane situations, your daily situations, where it feels like nothing is happening. And you're getting up, you're going to work. Again, you're on the road, stuck in traffic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Embodying and applying those principles to every single thing, you're growing until it becomes normalized within you, until you shift your response to things, until your perception has shifted about a certain situation. Instead of making these grand assumptions, you know, again, you approach something differently. That is all of that collectively that I'm expounding on is what I personally believe what it means to be quote unquote, or living an awakened life, which is probably a better way to put it. The titles don't matter. None of that crap matters. But remembering who you are, that's what matters. And in order to remember, you need to forget. This is the very first thing, if I have to be honest with you, that I was told by Archangel Michael 7 years ago. That's the very first message he gave me. And at that point, I was like, what are you talking about? You know? Essentially, what he meant was that in order for you to be aware, in order for you to kind of be on this path, you need to essentially unlearn what you've been taught. Because everything that you have been taught has come from somebody else's own perception, from their own bias. So it is time to unlearn all of this stuff, the way the world tells you it's supposed to work, how things are supposed to be. There is a lot of agenda involved, as we're all fully aware. It is time for you to unlearn that so that you may learn the truth and then live accordingly. And that's what I really believe to be spiritually awakened, spiritually aware.
and then applying the learning on a daily basis. You know, it's really important for us to find the sacred in the mundane. And I know I sound like a freaking broken record here already, but again, most people have this romantic view of what it's like to, you know, hear your guides or see your guides or, you know, talk to the archangels. And yeah, it's great to have that support system and I feel blessed every day. But at the same time, the goal is to get you to, you know, to become empty so that you can learn the truth and be receptive to it and apply it without judgment, right? But also to appreciate what has been and what is. To forgive, 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 forgive. My God, it's a message I get from them all the time. But that's what it looks like to be awakened. To assist, to serve, to give back, to support, and to love unconditionally. And these things are hard. That's why we're all here, of course. The reason that I wanted to kind of have this conversation with you today is, again, number one, many people have reached out to me asking me, you know, questions about what, you know, what is an awakening and what does it look like and is this supposed to be happening? Is that supposed to be happening? But also lately I've had a lot of questions even for the archangels just based off of things that have been happening in the world and also in my personal life. And it has brought us to these conversations about what it means to kind of be quote unquote on this path, right? To be collaborating or working alongside the spirit realm. To help shift your perception, to help other people. You know, what does this really look like here? And this is kind of what has come out of these conversations. So I do apologize if it's slightly erratic because my mind jumps sometimes from things to things because it's difficult to give you a singular answer. It's a complex question. But I encourage you to think about this kind of for yourself. I think we have these lofty expectations sometimes when, you know, we're supposed to be working with spirit or, you know, just being on this path in general. And really, it is a little monotonous and may not be as exciting as you think it's supposed to be. It is the same lessons. It is the same teachings that have been here for ages. It's not changed that much. You know, as humans, we learn slowly and we have to do it over and over and over and over again, right? But if you can get to that point where, again, for the millionth time, that you can say, I don't know. I'm ready to learn. I surrender my beliefs about X, Y, and Z. I surrender my perception about this thing so that I may have understanding, so that I may help. That's what the process looks like. It is an undoing first. And that undoing is very tough, especially the older you get. Anywho, everybody, I really hope that this has been a little helpful. I mean, obviously this conversation can happen for years. There are things that I didn't touch on today, such as, you know, having supernatural experiences during a spiritual awakening, all those, that realm entirely, which does exist. I don't deny any of that as well. And it can be magical. I don't want to deny that for people. It can be magical. But for most, it's pretty mundane. And there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I really hope you guys have great holidays up ahead. Please travel safely, and I'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.